Those barns are not on fire. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
About every year, somebody will stop and say the barn's on fire. But no, they're not on fire. They're just in the process, the curing process.
Robertson County tobacco farmer Buddy Bryant says this time of year, folks traveling in northern Middle Tennessee often mistake a barn that looks to be on fire with an age-old curing process that producers of dark fire-cured tobacco utilize.
So it's gone on for years, many, many years, especially here in Robertson County. It's just a process where we take our dark fire tobacco and put it in the barn and build some smoke and under it and get it cured down, and then go back in again and it'll get a little hotter and fire it out, and the next time maybe a little hotter, and just cure that tobacco down and get all that sap out of that leaf, or we can get it ready for market.
And Buddy Bryant says that market is for smokeless tobacco, and they sell their crop to U.S. Smokeless out of Hopkinsville, Kentucky. The curing process can take up to a month or better depending on the weather.
Well, typically you'd build the fire and they would burn anywhere from 5 to 7 days, and that's a process that you would do anywhere from 4 to 5 to 6 times, depending on the weather and the tobacco itself. But usually about 5 times, so, you know, you're looking at 35 to 40 days.
And Bryant's crop has fared pretty well this year, given the weather conditions they've battled through. He has about 110 acres of dark fire-cured tobacco and 20 acres of dark air-cured. Statewide, there are about 7,000 acres of dark fire tobacco, and harvest is starting to wrap up for the most part, but still several more days left of firing the crop.
No, they're not on fire. They just look like they are.
So don't get too excited if you see smoke coming from a barn in northern Middle Tennessee. That's probably sawdust and slab smoldering, curing out this year's dark fire tobacco crop. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.